Okay, we're up to Esrog. So the first thing in terms of Esrog is you want to get Esrog with good yichus. That's one of the most important things, make sure it's good Esrog. So different yichusim. So there's Chazanis Esrog, which there are two main Chazanis Esrogim. There's Lefkowitz and Halperin. What's the story of the Chazanis Esrogim? Chazanis went over to Rebbe Chaya Lefkowitz, Rashiva, and told him that this Esrog for sure is kosher. He wants him to plant the Esrog, and like that people have Esrogim. Even believe back, have a swing, which no for sure is not market. So Milchi would have said, like, I have no idea how to treat Esrog tree. I'm not a farmer. I have no clue how to do this. I'm a Shiva. Chazan said, just do it. I give you bracha. I'll call you to say that. So Milchi would have planted it. He said, come out, you don't have to do anything. And from there we have left this Esrogim, all from those seeds of those Esrogim. And there are thousands of Esrogim.
Chazan and Shiva are the same thing?
Chazan ish is, there are two types of Chazan ish. This is from Milchi Yehuda. He gave him Esrog, and this is my helper. He gave his cousins, also said those are good. Those are two, like, cousins of Esrog, which are the means.
Just,
what?
Just like handed him an Esrog.
He said, plant this Esrog. He said, I don't know. What do I do? He goes, adopt you. Okay, he said, it's like take home for your living, and that's the source of a good portion of Esrog. It's also this helping Esrog. Fine. So that's, you know, the most, let's say, ideal Esrog, the cousins of Esrog. Then there's something called Bravim in Esrog. The makar from that is from Rav Diskin, very similar story. Rav Diskin went over to Bravin family, he said, this is Esrog, if sure it's not Murkov, go out and plant it. And that's the source of the Bravin Esrogim. The Bravin Esrogim nowadays is not as good in terms of like the Masera. The Chazan Esrogim Lefkowitz and Halperin, everyone knows it's like, you know, on top of it, and Dara, the Bravin already, Ashkacha, from what I understand, is not as good as the Chazan Esrogim, and it wouldn't be as good. There's a third esrog from Chedera, which is the Batatsk, is Hakshan. So he asked the Chazan Ish about the Chedera esrog, and he said that the kasher lebracha, Bari Priya eats. And it's not really kasher for esrog, it's, he held that it's not the middle of esrog, it's puzzle. They put the Batatsk as Hakshan to it. And there's Yishalayimis do go with it. The Batatsk is Hakshan, it's like if you go to the Shuk, and I don't know if they have a shuk at CRM, so they have a shuk, I don't remember if there's a corona, they probably didn't have it, some of them said have it, but Hashem will have it, but I'll go upon him. So, Chazan Yisrael is kosher lebracha, and it's not recommended to get, so you just have to make sure. You know, they write what type of esrog it is. If it's the esrog from Chedera, it's not kedai to get, unless you want to eat it to make very pre-eats. Then there's the Yanavir Esrogim that the Hasidim are very into. They say it's a nusach, the grounds that.
Is it? Yeah.
The Yanavir. The Hasidim are very into it. The Baal Tanya writes that when Klaisa was in the Midbar, the Shechina went to Yanav and brought back a Esrogim from Yanav. If the Hasidim are very into it, and having Dafka Yanavir Esrogim. There's Merakim Esrogim also, and also Tammany. Those also, they have you know, good Masera, that those are Morkov. Nowadays already you need a Heksha on the Tammany and Tammany Esrogim, because, you know, it did pass through a lot of different metamorphoses. And used to be the Chazak, those go to Tammany and the Merakim's now already yeah, usually the big mangas striking us here, big mangas. Because the best really is to go to Chazan Ish, and that's sort of the best way.
Yanar would also be better than Chedir.
What? Yeah, Chedir is kasher about, well, yeah, Chazan Ish, oh, no, that's okay. Okay, this is what color should you ask it should be?
And what do we all about the animals?
It's fine, whatever, but you just go to Chazan Ish. Chazan Ish, you know, Chazan Ish is really the way to go. Okay, in terms of what color should you ask it should be? So, yellow is the best for two reasons. Number one is there is one sheet of the Bach which says that a green esrog is over. Has to be yellow. So the mile, you know, it's a sheet of yichida. The second mile having yellow is supposed to be green because a lot of times you have these dark green esrog and you can't see what's going on over there. And as six goes on, it's going to get lighter and you'll be able to see what's going on. So also like two days in town, if you see this big black little thing staring at you, which you didn't notice before because it was dark green, you couldn't tell it. Therefore, it's kedai to have a yellow esrog as opposed to, or at least a light green.
Who's the one who says that's the...
The Bach has decided not to call it esrog. It's, you know, it's not a accepted shita, but, you know, it's definitely kedai how it's sound, how it's being able to tell what's going on. It's kedai outside. It's kedai should be It should be a lighter color or yellow. You're able to, you know, there's a trick how to make it yellow. You know, the apple trick, put it together with apples, and it makes it turn yellow. But if you have a pint of, don't do that, because it makes it fall off a lot of times. So it's not really worth it. Really worth
is it like a little bit greenish then also, okay? Like it's a bit bright, like yellow?
It's a hitter, it's a nice geschmack of yellow, but dark green, I would say, I would not recommend, because other browns, and it might be big black dots, so right now you can't see, and then you can just see it a couple of days later, but...
Sometimes they get, dark yellow, they come, like, at the end of the month, they become,
Come on.
Right.
So that's how shy I live. They come brown from the hands of it. Is that called, like, a shinimara? That's a problem. Some sefer writes that that's coming from the person touching the estrig. It's like kaddish and gavaldik, and it shows kashivas and mitzvah. That was a opinion. Fine. It depends on what the minimum size of the estrig is. So Mechaber brings down that. Sheer estrig cotton has to be a kibetza. Has to be the minimum size. Has to be a size of a kibetza. Less than the kibetza is going to be pasul. Mishmurim b'alacha bring down that bezman hazeh. Nobody get helpless brachas. You say in the scanio shiurim, and now these kibetzas got smaller. The thing is slack, and that's why we always have to double everything. Therefore, he says it's kedai to have two kibetzim lechachilo, and which is the erech 100 grams. That'd be the size of the. Besides 100 grams.
Now, it's weight?
It's weight, yeah. Now, some people have a scale, you know, it's weight. Now, it's not good to get mamish the minimum share, because a lot of times the swimming are waterlogged. And as the surface goes on, like, it starts shrinking, it gets smaller, and it goes under the share. So, if it even does get smaller, the are terim, because number one, this whole chumra of saying double good bases on the devices, and the chain is darabanan, so you get extra 50 grams. But that's the whole shayla is that. Is the size, you have to have that size, or, you know, if it was that size and it shrunk, it's, you know, it's also, you know, why the product will be around, but, you know, today, that should be a little bit bigger. So, let's talk about black dots. Talking black dots are things that people are, like, you know, most careful of checking for black dots. Now, what's the reason
bigger, is bigger,
what?
Is the bigger, that more better, the bigger the better, or not?
No, that's a personal one. That's a personal, a lot of the Hidurim and Sregum are just, like, personal. You know, the good, you know, what's people want? What's nice? So the color, the gildo, the clean. You know, it's hard to. You know, a lot of it is personal custom. Alright, so it's wrote down. Esrogus has blended dots. It's going to be a problem. It's considered shenimah. It's going to be possible. How many black dots do you need? So if it's on the chitim ulamali, even one black dot passes. What's the chitim? The chitim is. I should string them in. Pictures. Oh, okay. There. Let's take all over here. Chaitim is the point where it starts, like, slants up. So, like, there's a picture of it. Like, over here, you see, like, it starts slanting up over there. Over here would be, like, over there. The part where it has the last shipur going up, that's considered the chaitim. And from there to the top has to be clean. Sometimes one side is lower than the other side. It's a big shot. Way down. Way down. The lower one, the higher one, you do each one at the side. You might say, you know, or, pay so much money for a swing, and you're paying $1.50 for your swing, it's one thing. But otherwise, you're paying already the amount of money, you know, or Mahadja, that should be totally clean from the top. If it's under the chaitin, if you have three dots which go around the roof of the estric, in other words, if you turn it around, and every time you're going to see a dot, so that also passes. If it's three on one side, it doesn't pass. It's like one, two, three. And if every time you turn around, you're going to be seeing a dot, it's on the roof of the estric. So if it's on the river, Esrog is going to be possible. So how close does you have to check to see?
There's share to this to the logos, or just like that?
So it's anything which you could see. We'll discuss how close you have to see it. How close do you have to look to see it? This is very, very important. So the psul of Ashini Mari is that it's something which is it's not nice, it's not a pre-eight hadar. If the choosing of it says that the way you look at it is, you just hold it, take a look, and see what it's there. And Rosh Hashanah says the gather is like, we work at the store by arms. So you pick it up, you take a quick look, see, looks okay. Take a quick glance, and it looks, doesn't look like anything wrong with it, it's okay. Same thing over here, just take a quick look. If you don't see that there are black dots over there, then it's not going to be passed. Isn't it? People see they're going like that, and You hold it like that, you look at it, if you don't see it at a regular, normal, he says you go by the place where you're, when you're holding Luvanesa, you go like that over here, like 30 centimeters away, take a quick look. If you don't see it, then it's going to be kosher, and if you see it, it's going to be bas.
It bothers you. You only saw it because like you really looked close. It bothers you. That's lack of hiddur.
So in hiddur, maybe it could be that you totally clean to go like that. But we're only sad. The pasuk should be only for something to nicker, and like you know, show it to your wife. She doesn't see it, then it's pretty safe to assume that it's not something which is noticeable, and therefore the difference is going to be okay.
You know, like you later on see it clearly. Like,
what?
Even if you see it clearly there.
It's only because you went like that, and now you see it. So show it to a couple people, you know. Show it to a couple people and see if they see it. If they don't see it, so then that's going to be kosher.
Yeah,
and now if people look at the magnifying glass, if you only can see the magnifying glass, then the cloth won't look like this. It's only if you can see it. The reason why people use magnifying glasses is because if not, it's black or brown. So sometimes you can't tell, so you use a magnifying glass to just verify what color is it. Black, is it brown, is it what color it is. But if something was not nearly nine, you know, Kol Torah Kulo, we go with our eyesight. 20 years ago, they didn't have magnifying glasses, and they weren't able to use it. So, obviously, magnifying glass is not something which we could go into, not go into the kashrut. Now, in terms of having esek with a pitum, so definitely is a mile having esek with a pitum for a couple of reasons. You know, it's a tzur of the esek. There's also a very big problem with a difficult sugya is that the Rama says if you have an esrei which the pitum falls off, it's going to be pasul. So one of the Gdol Yerushalayim went down to the watch how esrei can grow, and basically the Mitzvah says all esrei can start with pitum and fall off on the tree. That's how it goes. So you came out and said Elamayin Shtana Teva, and therefore every esrei in olden days is Shtana Teva, and the face says that it's a problem and Shonabai with a pitum, and if it doesn't have a pitum, it's going to be pasul. If Meir Ben Sof was machmir any esrog without a pitum, being that there was a pitum and fell from a tree, it's going to be pasul. Therefore, there is definitely a mile having with a pitum. Now, most of the world we're not the kavod chumra. Different is schools. So Shlomo Zalman said that's the tibious way it grows. That's not called the pitum fell off. As long as the pitum fell off is off the tree. If them got knocked off and falls off, then it's a problem. But if it falls off in a natural way, that's the way it grows. It's not going to be a problem. But the Yashav had an interesting pshara. He said, depends. If it falls off in the early stage of the tree, so then he said that's going to be kasher. Because that's called the pitum wasn't on the esrei. If before it reached the third, it's not even having maestri, it's not even pre. Kapishmiki, it doesn't mean any chashivas to it. If the pitum falls off then, it never called out esrei with the pitum. But it fell off after a third. At that point already has a shame esrog already, and then if it falls off then it's going to be possible. How do you tell? So it's a big mumchit, there's a whole mumchis. Basically if it falls off early, so then there's gonna be a nice guma inside of it. Because what happens? It's growing, and you have the pitum inside of it. So if it falls off very late, so the bus doesn't go like that, it's going all the way up, and then it's gonna fall off. So it's gonna come back to a tip. If it falls off very early, so it just falls off and it just goes down and goes like that. So if it has a nice guma, that's one of the ways of checking. It's not foolproof, that thing, you know, but that was Rabbi Asher's guma. So definitely is a maila having esrog with a pitum, because stam it's brought down as hiddur, and also it's, you know, you're not getting some problems with the shayla. But I never buy esrog with a pitum. Right? Saying, I have a bunch of nice labor digger boys, and tried nice amount of years ago, didn't make it through the first day. So I am trying again this year. She had much down for me. See the boys a little bit older. But, I set up a lot of backups because I have a bunch of boys at Bar Mitzvah, so if not, everybody's there, so I'm trying again. But, so basically, you know, at this point, probably you're able to buy with a pitum, you know, it's not going to make them last forever that stage. But definitely there's a maila, but it is harder in a way to get esrog which is clean with the pitum. So I don't know why the Mitzvah is like that, but for some reason the ones with the pitum are usually a little bit dirty, a little bit whatever, but definitely, you know, a milo having an esrog with a pitum. starts with the pitten. Now, if the bottom falls off, it happens sometimes, the guma falls off, if the ukas falls off, the bottom, if it totally falls off, and it leaves like a nice little crater, so it says, nitl eitz shu tole ba'ilum mekesev nishem makam guma, it's puzzle. If it's going to be, the whole thing falls off, it's going to be puzzle. Mashengim nitl ksasa eitz venisha evei koshu, rukum mechusa kasha. That also happened to me. Like, I don't know, really yant of the whole thing just fell off. And if the whole thing falls off, so then, you know, it's b'chal chaser, and therefore it's going to be fine. Okay, let's discuss chaser. So chaser is also a very big issue in Esrig. Esrig, which is chaser, is going to be possible. Now, what's called chaser? So it says, even if it's chaser or mashu, even a little bit, so we all that a chaser mashu is going to be possible. Now, there's a big discussion which part of Esrig is called chaser in order to be considered chaser. So the three layers in Esrig, there's the outer layer, there's like a very little thin membrane. If you ever like scrape Esrig, it gets a little like wet and juicy. I guess I did this, okay. It's like a little, it's like a membrane, a thin membrane, that's the outer layer. Then there's the green, yellow, whatever color, the bus Esrig. If you go all the way in, then it's white. Those are the question is, which part is considered a chaser? Which stage has to be. So the pinyan chazan is only if you get to the white. If you just hit the outside of the yellow a little bit, it goes back to the chaser. So if you get to, if you see white, then it's going to be possible. If you don't see any white, then it's not going to be palm, and it's going to be kosher. The pinyan mishnah brewer is even if you just get to the outer layer, you're just making a hole in the green or the yellow, whatever color it is, so like the mishnah brewer already is going to be considered. That already is going to be considered a puzzle. So the more passes is like the chazanish, the more definitely is a very big chiddush. But you know, I would say also depending on how much you're spending for your esrig. Right? And if you walk in, you're spending, you know, guys spending 20 shekels on the esrig, that'd be perfect according to Shavura. Now, guys spending 50 shekels on the esrig, so then okay, it's going to the chazanish, then it's for seder. But a lot of times it's very hard to tell. It is chaser, it's not chaser. The ma'aseh suffer chaser, b'derekhal is going to be okay. And only if it's a bandi chaser is a problem, and suffer chaser will be okay. Now chaser is only possible on the first day. It's a psul of kichitama. The kichitama is only possible on the first day. Therefore, you know, one of the Mormon's had a case where the ach were bitten to Esrig. And Samar says, it's kasha the rest of the days, or it's mois, but that's a chaser is only a kichatama, and it's only going to be possible only on the first day, and the rest of the days is the maisa, it would not be possible. It's something called niklaf with the shini mayra. Sometimes the esrig could get like a little scrape, like I said, in the outer layer, or even according to chazanish. If you scratch out the layer, which is if you scratch out the green part, and even when you get to the white, it's not chaser. But if you scratch it off and it starts changing colors, so if you have a niklaf with a shini mayra, it turns like black over there. It turns into different colors already. That already could also be a pasus, that's also something to be aware of. So the whole shaila, if somebody goes to the kaisel, in terms of, is it the rice of his manazet to go ahead and shake the avraminim together? What's the shaila? So where's the minute going to the kaisel come from? So the minute comes from that there's a ran in, I think Pesach HaStanis, the ran brings down that it used to be Mitzvah Ria, the regal, and it was manazet. We're able to be Eli Regal. It's still a minute to Zecher to Eli Regal. You know, there was an Indian to go ahead and be Eli Regal. I once saw their Vyasha, a tremendous chumra, that says if you're Eli Regal at night, it's not basically Mikdash, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because part of the Regal is bringing carbon. You can't bring carbon at night. So he says, you want to go to the Kaisu and Kaim, the Din, the Hidder, he says you shouldn't do it at night. That's what Vyasha held, which is a massive, tremendous chumrah. The whole thing is zecher and lakapanim. So if you go to the kaisel, so the question is, why do people have to take luluf again? Why do they take the harmonium again? Because the Gemara says that the mikdash all 7 days is raisa, and the medina it's only the first day is raisa, the rest is darbanim. What does the mikdash mean? Rabbi Shimon mikdash means basically mikdash. Shitas Rambam is mikdash means Yerushalayim. If according to the Rambam, if you go to Yerushalayim, now you mechayim midraisa. So you shook luluf over here with in shul, and you did a mitzvah darbanim. Now you're going to the kaisel. Now mechayim mitzvah daraisa. Therefore, according to the Rambam, so therefore when people go to the kaisel, they shake dal minim again because mitzvah they came darbanim is not going to pass. You guys ever heard of this?
This is not Yerushalayim, like.
No, Yerushalayim is the old city part.
Keep, like, second day of Purim.
What do you say?
Like,
that's a different sugya. That's anything which is attached to it. Mekavchoyim, Arroyo, Chelik of it. Can't pay the Kedushas Yerushalayim. It doesn't have Kedushas Yerushalayim. You want to keep Master Shemi over here? No, you can't have Master Shemi in Yerushalayim. So it's only in the old city, parts of the old city, because of Yerushalayim. So if you go to the old city, so now according to the Rambam, till now you have the Rabbanim, now you have the Raisa, so therefore people mahadir to do it again. Therefore, like the briskers don't go to the old city because they're afraid, like, who's going to find a good kashner or dalamin on the Raisa like a level? That's like a big challenge. So therefore, that's why they don't go to the
Pengu. No, so that's not going to
make
well,
that's not going to make it. Telling you Shalayim, according to the Rambam. Doesn't that answer to the, not just to the Kazel. So therefore, the mice, if you go to the Maisa, you should, you know, you hate to choose a random, you should take the aluminum. You have to make sure you have the aluminum on the other. If you go, a lot of times people just go and they just take the little babbage of the aluminum. I hope it looks kosher. Probably start off kosher, but after all the banging and the whacking, and you know, it might not be kosher. But you should have to make sure. And you have to go with all the chumas of the first day. A lot of things which are kosher the other days, and like what we said, kosher other days and pasul other days. Over the years, the raisa. And. Being that it's the rice, you have to have all the chumras of, you have to have all the chumras, and therefore you have to make sure to have good dalaminim when you're going to the kaisel of Meravi. In terms of which psulim apply all 7 days, which psulim are just one day, this is like really clear, it's all dalaminim. The three types of psulim, the psulim which are just not the min.
This would you make a bracha?
What?
Another bracha?
No, they don't make another bracha. It's only just the Rambam, she did read that. Even in the Rambam, there's a lot of discussion that number one, every time you make early Shabbos, so early Shabbos is only the Rabbanan. It's not the Raisa, the Sefer Shabbos, according to Moshe Shainim. It's Hari Pata Kiddush. So there's a Mordechai which says, if you do the Kim, it's the Rabbanan, it also works with the Raisa. So Mechudosh take a Mordechai, but that's the Mordechai writes, every early Shabbos. So also, some would say, so if I do the Rabbanan, I Pata the Mitzvah, it's not going to be a Chiv the Raisa, if I was used to the Kiddush. But the Rabbanan, it's a different Tzrufim. Even the Rambam could be the Mikdash, Rishon, the Mikdash, when there's a Kiddush. Mikdash, let's Tzrufim, why not? Because you don't do it with the Bracha, but you should make sure you have good Dalaminim.
Do it have to be in the morning?
No, so I'm glue is called Yahim, as long as it's not a night. You could do it any day. So the three types of psulim when it comes to old aluminum, there's certain psulim which are not the min. Like that's gonna be possible 7 days, like Merkav, that's not the min. By Hadassim, we said if it's not Mashalish, sorry about that last week, you have to have three together. And if it's not three together, so then, that also, that's a psul all 7 days, because that's something which is not the min of the min you're supposed to get. And that's a pasul in all 7 days. There's another type of psul, which is chaser. Chaser, we mentioned before, is only 1 day. Examples of chaser is that's a whole, the loop splits, that's considered chaser. And that's something which is a psul only 1 day. And then, the third type of psul was a psul yahadar. A psul yahadar is machlekes, whether in Yishayim, in Sukkah, whether it's 1 day or 7 days, a nice psul yahadar, or machmer, all 7 days that it should be kosher. So therefore, black dats, nikdam, the nikdam by lulav, you know, those would be things which we pasul all 7 days, because those are things which are psul yahadar. So because the three psulim are not the actual min, the example that we said would be like a Merkav, Rang Hadas, anything which is a chaser dikup, so like the oak is falling out, a hole in it, is only possible the first day. And all the psalli chaser are possible 7 days. But if you go to the mikdash, so then like all the psalli chaser are possible 7 days. So you have the sabbath chaser, so you know the second day we say it's kosher, but if you're going to the basic mikdash, then it's going to be plus.
Should you even say
oh? Yeah, I mean,
is there a reason not to?
It's a great call my trip, right? Saying of all things. And you know, it is the Indian and like Mikdash, you know, Sukkis, Kechet Fila Sukkis, Mikdash. You worried about by down? You mean you worried down in our apostle? You mean?
Oh, I'm just doing something. Yeah, back and forth. And if there's a reason to go,
Just things around. It's not possible by the time you bring it. By the time you're back and forth,
huh?
It's not possible before you bring it. By the time you're finished, it, back and forth.
Right? It might be whatever I'm saying. It could be the stuff that is good. I don't know. I'm saying go on it. I'm saying you want to be. You don't get the Rambam. Say it. I'm saying like said a lot of truth in that. If you go at night, then you get it. There's got a whole discussion. Some people buy like 2 or 3 asurigim. They get Moroccan, they get a regular one. So there's a big Shiloh. Which one do you make the bracha? They say one which is nice, but it's a suffix vessel, and one which is like Momahudr, but it's a suffix vessel, and then one which is like less Mahudr, but it's for sure kasher. So then there's a whole discussion with Rav Chaim. The Rav Chaim made a bracha on the one which is Safek Kasher, which is nicer, as opposed to doing the one which is Vade Kasher. He says, because if you're trying to do a Hinder Mitzvah, if you finish the Mitzvah, you can't do a Hinder Mitzvah. This is Manashach. So he does one which is Safek Pasel. If it's Safek Pasel, so then secondly he picks up another one, he's Yitzah. But if you do the other one first, and then he does the one which is Safek Pasel with Mormon Hoda, if you read to the Mitzvah, you can't do Hinder Mitzvah after the Mitzvah. If Rav Chaim was naive to do the one which is Safek Pasel, no. So the main child is everyone here said the Chorosh be a Hefsik. I could do living rice on the places that is a Hefsik, and you know, it's a Hefsik. So the answer to the issue of Rav Chaim is he said that by Dalamin and Betzim you can make a bracha and do Zechazet. I'll pick a little Dalamin one time. So with Dalamin, we see it's not a Hefsik. So nice if you're buying two of them, then you should do the one which is the Hidr Mitzvah after the Hidr Mitzvah first, the one which you know, if one which you don't know about the Yichus, but you have a Badatz one, which is like gorgeous, and then you have like a Chaznish one, which is not as nice. So make the bracha on the Badatz one, and then pick up the Chaznish. If you do the Chaznish one, you have the Yitz, and you can do the Hidr Mitzvah afterwards. And just in terms of, one last thing, in terms of tying the Dalminim. So, you're supposed to make ties on the Lulav, so the minig is you do 3 ties, you know, whatever. And then on the bottom, he's supposed to have a kesher gabe kesher. It's supposed to be a tie. He's supposed to make a kesher gabe kesher, or a 4th tie, kesher gabe kesher. Now, a lot of people have been able to have those kuchloch. Which we're discussing is that, like kesher gabe kesher, and therefore it should be okay. Shmuel is not so happy, not so convinced about that. So if you want to do a kuchloch, as a lot of people do, do a kesher gabe kesher on top of that also. Let's take a kuchloch. Take a little time, and just tie a knot, and do another knot.
Two rings.
No, you take one, and just like make a knot, and make a double knot. You're not doing it on Shabbos. Shabbos, something you know, make a double knot. Therefore, you have to do it. You have to do it beforehand. The shidra of the lulav has to be a tefach above that nasa. So it's very important. Sometimes you have lulav which is a share. The shidra lulav is where not where the leaves. It's where the shidra ends. Now you have to make sure that's a tefach above. You have to make sure that's tefach above that. So he said maybe talk about the
rings. Are the rings
not here then? No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Because make chazara, because we still got the most important things. Have a good yichus, chaznish, and that's, you know, it's the best. And, you know, there are the other different mitzvahs. Cover the yichus. Yellow esrog is a nice thing to get. Pitum is a maila. Tell your kids they have a nice name with the good boys. The Shir Esrig is Minim Shir Aziz Kabeitza, the first stage for the Christian's kind of Shirim. Black dots, the element is way too OCD about it, and basically just look at it quickly, make sure if you don't see it, not your early name. Show it to a couple people, they don't see it, it's Beseda Gomer. The Pitim falls off, it's going to be Puzzle. It falls off on the tree, you know, there's a discussion at what point, better if it falls off in a later point. And as a Guma, that's a simple. Simple way to know. Chaser is possible on the first day. What's together of Chaser? Chaser is if it's machlokes between. It's machlokes between the chazan mishbu as missing the white, which is missing the yellow. Even if it's not Chaser, but if it gets a shining mar, such changing colors, that could be a problem. And if you go to Yerushalayim, Minig is you take a talaminim again, make sure you have a nice kosher talaminim. If you have mahudr, not mahudr, so do the one which is mahudr first, you know, sell the kosher. If you want to do the mahudr, then it'll be a shkufa.